Yeah, excited.
It's a special day for Shizu Fuji. She passes time playing piano, but a familiar voice is about to call for a chat.
So every Wednesday, so I'm waiting the telephone, 10 o'clock, ah, telephone coming to me soon, soon. So yeah, very 10 o'clock, ah, telephone coming to me soon.
Call for a chat.
So every Wednesday, so I'm waiting the telephone, 10 o'clock, ah, telephone coming to me soon, soon. So yeah, very waiting for that, yeah, excited.
Ms. Fuji is from Japan and in her late 60s.
Hi, hi. Moshimoshi, konnichiwa.
Moshimoshi, Fuji-san desu ka?
Shisato Snell calls on time. She's also from Japan, but has lived in Australia for 30 years. She's a volunteer with the I Speak Your Language service that helps the socially isolated stay connected.
I always like doing volunteer work. It gives me a sense of connection to the community, and I feel good about myself as well.
Hello, sawadee-ka. Ganchi here, naka. Yu tong ni ka.
Hello. Salon. Sisihastam, Red Cross. Selamat pagi, ini Lia dari I Speak Your Language program.
До свидания, Примира. Я вам позвоню на следующей неделе в это же самое время. Спасибо за разговор.
I Speak Your Language is an extension of an existing English language program offered by the Red Cross call center and is run by Miriam Mastrantonio.
Well, we got a lot of Italian speaking, Spanish, we got Russian, Persian, Finn. We got quite a number of Mandarin and Bahasa. We're sort of reaching out to all different communities, and we're getting a great response.
The project was initiated in conjunction with the Multicultural Communities Council Gold Coast and coordinated by Marie Dex.
The program has been really successful and growing quite fast, especially with volunteers. Like, we have a waiting list of over 30 volunteers that would like to be part of the program. And for the participants, we're getting now referral from Cookstown, from Bundaberg, from Logan, from different service organization or hospital, like community organization or hospital, also GPs.
Australia has a rapidly aging population. It's predicted in 35 years, one in four people in the country will be over the age of 65, up from one in six today. More than a million will be from non-English speaking backgrounds. Ms. Mastrantonio says the trial is a first step.
I don't think there's enough being done, and we're sort of trying to delve into it and to support the situation as much as we can. But a lot of them would have come into the country and they wouldn't have learned the main language. Other people are elderly, and as they get older, they might be developing dementia. And when people get into that situation, they usually revert to their own mother language. And it's just a way to make them feel more comfortable.
She says already socially isolated, the elderly are prone to depression and susceptible to exploitation.
It's more of a mental sort of abuse where, you know, they're continuously being belittled or told to be quiet. The most popular one is children taking advantage of their parents' bank accounts and their financial situation, wanting to take over all their power and using their money.
Volunteers refer them to support services because the trial service is not for counselling or a legal hotline. For Shizu Fuji, it's mostly for everyday chit-chat.
I can talk about whatever I want, whatever I need, anything so freely, and so that I like it.
For the volunteers like Shisato Snell, it's a case of receiving every bit as much as they give.
This is supposed to give social support to the participants. I feel like I'm getting social support from them. So I feel really quite good about doing this. Yeah. And it's fun.
The 12-month Queensland government-funded trial is at the halfway mark now. The plan is for an expanded service for refugees, the newly arrived, and international students from next year.